The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
0874 100 102 gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp, and we'll get to the price of a pint in a moment. But first, what about this now seems kickback against the idea of having later opening hours for the sale of alcohol? It was brought up by a number of Fine Gael TDs over the weekend as one of these things that they don't feel somehow is what Fine Gael is about. But where does that leave us with the nightclubs that we're going to stay open till 5 or 6 in the morning? Sunil Sharp of the Give Us the Night campaign is with us again. Many times over the years, Sunil, we've spoken about this particular issue. So where are we at, do you reckon, in relation to allowing nightclubs in particular to open later? And where does this Fine Gael backlash against sale of alcohol leave it?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the pushback that we've heard about and that we've seen in the media in the last in recent days, it really is an internal Fine Gael matter, and we have been a little bit taken aback by representatives by Charlie Flanagan, who would have advocated on the side of nightclubs in the past. We would have seen him as an ally, actually, for the nightclub industry. I mean, everyone's entitled to change their views on something, but certainly he led a group of TDs, and he put forward an amendment back in 2008 to essentially provide for and facilitate a new type of license or permit for nightclubs in the way that the government are now finally doing or about to do.
Well, they've been promising for the last couple of years, but why hasn't the legislation been enacted given that it has been agreed by the Cabinet?
Yeah, that's a good question, because, I mean, even in the last quarter of 2022, by the time Cabinet did sign off on it, on the general scheme, on the draft bill, you would have felt that new legislation was within sight then, surely by summer of 2023. We were told in early 2021, when the first major announcement came from the Justice Department, we were told by officials that it would take 2 years. And at that time, I thought 2 years was a long time. So 2 years would have been early 2023. So, you know, again, even with this kind of kerfuffle or whatever you want to call it in recent days, it's kind of like the governments are taking it away for a moment and making people feel very insecure about whether it's going to happen or not. Then it's back on the table, but then the whole timeline has gone out the window. We'd still expect, and we know that it could be enacted by the summer if they really want it.
The bill involves leaving pubs stay open any night of the week till 12:30, which is a bit later. But the key thing for you is the nightclubs. How many nightclubs might there be that would avail have been able to stay open till 5 in the morning?
That's a good question. I mean, we have 89 nightclubs left in Ireland, and that's sort
Sorry,
of...
that's all?
Yeah, that's at a stretch. You know, there'd be other people that would calculate it as less. I mean, we have our own way of calculating it. We have it at 89 at the moment of dedicated dance venues that consider themselves to be nightclubs. At the moment, I'd love to say more, but I would say about 10% of those. I would say somewhere between 10 or 15 dead certs at the moment who want to go late. There are a lot of other operators as well who don't really know how to anticipate these new laws and what it will mean for their business. There are some that are a little bit hesitant as well, because especially with, you know, footfall being an issue, particularly midweek. I mean, there's no midweek market anymore. You know, if you're lucky, you might be able to put on some midweek nights, but the student market has definitely fallen off. Staffing is an issue. So it'll take a while for the industry to recover and find itself. But I've said this a lot, and I use this term a lot. Operators and venues will find their sweet spot, you know. They won't all be gone till 5 or 6 a.m.
Okay, but where are people going now if they're not going to nightclubs? Are they all going to house parties, or are they just going home?
A lot are going to house parties. Some are travelling, some are keeping their money as well for bigger events. The festival market has definitely expanded. Maybe it's contracting again, but definitely big events, big ticketed events, festival events. A lot more people are travelling as well. I've noticed that this has definitely been more than a trend. I mean, you're seeing this now as well. Even over the summer, a lot more younger people just leave the country for the summer. You know, it's very expensive to be here. It's very expensive to live. And even just from a Dublin perspective, whatever about down the country, but even in Dublin, you know, it's just very expensive to live. And I think a lot of younger people don't have the money. They don't have that disposable income.
And what about the price of a pint?
Yeah, well, that's not going to help nightlife. And I think some of the bigger drinks manufacturers have a little bit of a responsibility for all the goodwill that they receive on the back of, you know, selling their product through Ireland, and the fact now that they're just edging the price up and up. I don't think, you know, they say they're paying their shareholders. We understand that. I mean, it's not, we don't represent, you know, the drinks industry. We're culture. We're about increasing social infrastructure. But certainly it is something that's been said to us that, you know, why would you go out when, you know, this is the cost of a drink? Is it not easier to just stay in and load up on cheaper alcohol that you've bought in the supermarket?
John Clendenin is with us, the president of Vintners Federation of Ireland, owner of Giltraps in Kinnity in County Offaly. Do you want to be able to stay up until 12:30 every night, John, as is in the initial draft of this new legislation, the sale of alcohol bill?
Absolutely not, Matt. Categorically stating that I do not want to stay open until 12:30 every night. And I think that is reflected right across the country. If you look at how majority of pubs are trading in this day and age, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midweek night, it's very easy, close the doors and turn off the lights and go home. From a weekend perspective, and I just to pick up on your question that you put this, Neil, in relation to where are people going, you know, what we're seeing categorically since COVID is that people are coming out earlier and are going home earlier. And there's a number of different reasons for that. There's a change in attitude, there's a change in behaviour, but also it relates to that nighttime economy infrastructure. And there is a serious lack of transport right now in terms of trying to get home at night. You know, we saw a lot of the public service vehicles that would have been in operation pre-COVID moved to daytime hours during the course of the pandemic, and they just haven't returned for whatever reason. So really that is a space that needs to be addressed. And I think to further that point in relation to whether it be 2:30 at the weekend or nightclubs, I've travelled the country in recent times as part of my role as president, and I certainly got no burning desire for 4, 5, 6 a.m. closing across all our...
But I think that would only be for nightclubs rather than pubs. Yes. Would you not like to have the option maybe on a Friday night and a Saturday night to stay open until 12:30? That it wouldn't be compulsory on you, that it would be up to every publican to decide if they want to shut their doors at 10 or 11 o'clock or stay open until 12:30.
100% agree with you, Matt. But I think and what 2:30 a.m. closing will do is essentially streamline the process that's currently there. But I think before it happens, we need to really get all of the nighttime economy stakeholders around the table to see how it can work. If you can't get a taxi home at 9 o'clock in the evening, how are you going to get a taxi home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening in any rural town or village?
True.
So there's fundamental points here that need to be really trashed out and determined how they're going to be sourced. In theory, there is no one in our sector that is against the idea of later serving or later entertainment or any other description of pushing on and creating a better nighttime economy that we can all be proud of. But it needs to be resourced. It needs to see the funds followed. And right now, that plan is not there as far as we're concerned.
Okay, John, we recently heard about the €10 pint in Temple Bar in Dublin. I can't imagine that Giltraps in Kinnity in County Offaly is charging €10 a pint. But what concern would you have about Diageo putting up the price of the draft products it supplies to you?
I could certainly charge €10, Matt, but I'm not too sure money would be turning up on my doorstep. And really, I think that's the problem that we face right now. We have another price point increase, and really, we're at a tipping point. You know, pubs are up and down the country have absorbed a lot of the costs that have came our way. You know, since January 1st, we've seen increases in labour costs, and you know, we wouldn't for one second refuse anyone or go against any sort of policy that would see more money in people's pockets. But someone has to pay for it. And no different to your headline news item where, you know, the cost of Diageo has had to increase the cost of their pint because of input costs. We're no different. Our input costs have gone up. And over the course of the last number of years, there's been a vast amount of diversification in our trade, whether it be investment in outdoor areas or putting on live entertainment or sport or whatever else. And all that erodes the bottom line. So costs are currently at a stage where our members are gasping for air, whether it be the cost of labour, whether it be cost of increased insurance, and now increased cost of suppliers, while at the same time dealing with the frustration and anxiety of how can we hand over these additional costs to our consumer and ensure that it's not a tipping point that will deter people from visiting the pub.
John Clendellan, President of the VFI and owner of Giltraps and Kinnity, County Offaly, and Sunil Sharp from the Give Us a Night campaign. Thank you both for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.